Hello once again, this is Nuala Higgins, Reconciliation Outreach, wishing you all happy 21. And we're going to talk today about after confinement comes release. Some of us may perhaps remember that as children, the last day of school each year was the happiest day of the year. The calendar with the days carefully crossed out one by one was our countdown to freedom until the day of release finally came. No more exits were necessary. School was out. The 9-month lockdown in the classroom had come to an end, and the holidays, days of freedom, had arrived. That's what we felt like at the end of 2020. The past 2020, the year of COVID, brought immeasurable misery around the world, not only to those who became sick or lost loved ones, but to many isolated, unable to work or to meet with friends. Much of the misery was unavoidable, but some of it could perhaps have been alleviated by different government strategies. Either way, it has been a trying time for many people. But now, we believe, a year of release, 2021, is upon us. When something we are familiar with is taken from us, we appreciate it all the more. Absence, as we all know, makes the heart grow fonder. When we are not able to meet with friends, we realise in a new way our need for one another, our need to be able to show and receive love through friendly words, gestures and helpful acts. Though the subject of the God of the Bible has become taboo in the public discourse of the news and entertainment industries, the hunger in the heart of all people for God can never be repressed, suppressed, sidelines or driven away. The word of God tells us that he has put eternity in our hearts, and it cannot be removed by atheistic secular propaganda. When we cannot get together to sing songs of praise, to study the word of God, and to gather around the presence of God, our Father, and Jesus our Good Shepherd, we realize all the more how central to life these things are. After the past year of confinement in 2020, we are expecting to experience a major release that will cause people to seek out God's presence, his ways, and the fellowship and friendship of other believers. As we move into this new year of release, there are perhaps ways to prepare for it. First of all, we need to keep our forgiveness up to date by receiving God's forgiveness through the blood of Jesus of all past sins, mistakes, and forgiving others for anything wrong they have done to us. We have to constantly update that. This will restore the joy of our salvation and realign us with the life of praise and thanksgiving to which we are called. Another way to prepare for the coming season of release is to deliberately embrace our new identity in Christ, wonderful identity he gives us, and to give ourselves entirely to his plans and purposes. This is the freedom for which Christ has made us free, freedom from guilt, freedom from sin, freedom from the past, freedom from self and selfishness, freedom from the agendas of the world and others. This is what makes us the ecclesia, the company of the called out ones. We can also prepare for this time of release by praying for the advance of God's kingdom, love, peace and joy in our neighborhoods, cities, nations, and especially the nation of Israel, and also for the outpouring of the Spirit in all flesh, that the world may be convicted supernaturally of its need for God and turn to him to receive what Jesus won for each one on his cross. 2021 is a gift from God to us. It's a gift. Let us use it wisely as he directs. If we give ourselves consciously and completely to live for him, we will experience a liberation from the blindness of this world and be equipped to be a glorious team, bringing the light of salvation, hope and meaning to a world that has lost its way. Let us have great expectations and not look down, but look up. One thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Nice talking to you again. I'm hoping to hear a lot more of your voices in 2021 than I heard in 2020 because of travel restrictions. Have a great year. We love you.